Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We are back here again, live and in living color. This is Elohim, your host for today. The show we have today is very, very interesting. We have a strong message for you today. religion means way of life. What way of life should we have today? That's a very interesting thought. But before we always get started, I'd like to talk about love. Always do it at the first part of the show because We don't seem to love each other the way we should. And we're not going to get out of this mess unless we learn how to appreciate, love each other, and take care of one another like we're supposed to, okay? Once again, love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, think about it. If every act that you commit makes the other person feel good and you're conscious of that, what would you ever have to argue about? What would you ever have to fuss about? And if they reciprocated the same way, every act that they did was designed specifically to make you feel good, then what would be the problem? There could never be a problem because you're both on the same page acting out of love. Okay? Now, the messages that the 1% is pushing down what love is, it's really confusing. Nobody know what it is. It's like I'm getting hooked on this. I'm stuck on this person, yada, yada. My emotions is out of control. We treat each other like crap because we think it's love, and it's not. Anytime you commit an act on a person and they don't feel good about it, that you're not acting out of love. You're acting out of another agenda, okay? And when you try to force your will on another person, that's evil. So we don't want to do evil thinking that we're doing it out of love, okay? just gonna touch on that just a little bit each show because it's so important. We have so many groups out here, and none of the groups can work together. Why? Because they're not acting out of love with each other. They're acting out of hidden agendas to compete with one another for mostly for monetary gain when it gets down to the leadership. The leaderships are after that money. And it's kind of amazing how the whole thing goes down, you know? So let's start with the third process is the road we're on to take us to the Father's mansion. Now, the question is, what is the Father's mansion? And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that's another confusing thing because they make things so complicated. Complication is the tool for the 1%. The more complicated a thing is, the easier it is for them to separate you, divide you, and control you're doing, okay? Now, we're talking about what is your Father's mansion. What's your end game? Where are you trying to go? Where are you trying to get to, you know? If your end game is just to live on this earth, die and go to heaven, all right, well, then you don't need to leave too much back here because it doesn't matter that much because your end game is not for this planet. Your end game is for someplace else. But if your end game is for you to be comfortable, you to have freedom, and for your children not to suffer the way they have been suffering on this planet, then that's something different. You have to rethink the path that you're on, and you have to rethink what you're doing, okay? Now, let's deal with thought processes, all right? The thought process, that's the road that you're traveling to get to where you go. It's like a program. If you program a computer to do a certain thing, I don't care what you do to that computer, it's only going to do what you program it to do. And when you're born, the 1% programs you to do a certain thing. And no matter what you do, if you're following the thought process of the 1%, you're only going to come to certain conclusions. Let's think about some of these thought processes or way of life that we're into. Let's talk about the Christian way of life. That comes with a whole lifestyle, how to think, what to think, what God is, who your God is, what your God's going to do for you, okay? The Muslim way of life, the same thing. That's a whole culture. How do you act? How do you dress? You follow what I'm saying? And then we got the Buddhists, same thing. They wear certain clothes. They act a certain way. They do a certain thing. They think a certain way. We're talking about the Hebrew way of life, same thing. They have a certain dress code. They have a certain lifestyle. They think and do a certain way. We got the Jewish way of life, atheist way of life, anarchist way of life, idolatrous way of life. Then they got the universalists. You got the tyrannicalists. You got the Scientologists, politicalists, the Hindus. All of them have a specific culture. a specific thought process for you to be under, a specific way to you for you to think. If you think a certain way, then the conclusions that you come to is going to be as a result of the thought process that you're under. You have, quite a few different groups that are broke off from the different thought process or the different way of lives that you're under. If you talk to a person, you can pretty much tell which way of life they're under by the thoughts that they're giving you. You talk to a Christian, you know that person, Christian. You talk to a Muslim, you know they are Muslim. And, I mean, if you talk to a Buddhist, you know they are Buddhist because of the thoughts that they're giving you. You follow what I'm saying? You talk to a Moor. You know when you're talking to a Moor based on what they're saying, based on a thought process that they're under. Okay? Now, the problem is you have to decide where you're going. Now, in each one of these thought processes, and I want you to think about this for a minute, because we think, well, if I'm a Muslim, he's a Christian, and he's a Buddhist, and he's that, we're not going to get to the same place. It depends on where you're going. If you're going to accomplish what you need for you and your children here on the planet, that's one thing. If you're going to accomplish what you want after you die, that's where you're going to get what you're going to get. That's another thing. So the people that are working towards death and only going to get their reward after they die, they have a different thought process, and they don't care about certain things in reference to the generations, the children, all that come behind them. But the people that are trying to accomplish something here before they leave this planet, okay, then they have a different thought process. They have a different reality as to what's going to happen for their children. Who's going to train their children? How are the children going to suffer? How many generations are you going to prepare for your children? It gets a little tricky based on what you're trying to do. Now, I mentioned the thought processes that a lot of us are under. I'm going to go over them again right quick. You got Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hebrew, Jewish, atheists, anarchists, idolatrists, universalists, tyrannicalists, Scientologists, politicalists, Hinduists. I mean, all these are different thought processes that you train under to accomplish your end game. The biggest problem is most of us don't have a doggone end game. We're just trying to pay the bills, have a little fun, and boom, we out, you know? Something's wrong with that thought process, because you have generations of people coming behind you, and they have to stand on your shoulders. And if you don't leave no place for them to stand, they got to start from scratch. If you notice, especially in the black community, generation after generation, we're starting from zero. Okay? Mom and papa, they got just enough to get us through school, barely got enough for us to go to college. See? So when we get out of high school, we are literally on our own. There's no help, because the thought process that they have us under didn't allow us to plan for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 generations down the road, because we ain't going to be here. I talked to one guy. He said, hey, let them get it the way I got it. No. I said to myself, what a thought process. How much love can he have for his little ones if he's just going to leave them on their own like that there? So, and I'm not blaming him, because we're under a certain culture. This situation was set up based on evil. Evil is when somebody forced their will on you, okay? They came here, forced their will on the indigenous people here, and took the land, okay? Just took it. Killed, murdered, robbed, stole, whatever they had to do, chemical warfare, whatever they had to do to get this land, that's how they got it. They took it. So this whole thing was set up based on evil. And we have been trained to work from an evil mindset. Force your will to get what you want. It's all about force, okay? Now, that's what slavery is all about. they're forcing you to do things. Right now, it's based on economics, based on your money. You're forced to do things based on the money that you have. I'm quite sure that a lot of us would do things a whole lot different if we had a couple of million dollars stacked in the bank. We would do things a whole lot differently. But based on our income, we have to do things a certain way, and they know that. This is how they're controlling what's going on. Okay, now let's mark the three main different thought processes. Process number one, the great God concept. There's a great God up there, and that God is going to take care of everything, or some statue, whatever you believe in. They got people that believe in goats and cows and rats and snakes, and they believe in every dollar thing. I'm not knocking what you believe in. I'm just saying we believe in different stuff. That's the first thought process, the God concept. That means that you are less than and not equal to something above you that you're praying to, okay? That's the first thought process, okay? Process number two, the ancestors manipulated DNA to make people. That's thought process number two, okay? Now, if the ancestors are manipulating stuff to make our people, then that would make our ancestors some kind of God. Now, where are these thoughts coming from, all right? And the third process, we're talking about is the straw man. Where is this coming from? How do we get these three thought processes, and from what books are we reading to do this? If you remember in the Bible, it said, let us make man, okay, in our image. He laid Adam down, took a rib out, and brought forth the female, okay? Now, if depend on what thought process you're under, you're dealing with the great God came in, threw some dirt together, blew the breath of life in the man, and brought the man forth, and then reached inside the man to bring out the woman. That's the great God concept, okay? Now, the ancestors manipulating the DNA, that's the second concept, okay? Because the rib looks like DNA, and we're talking about that with our ancestors, making certain types of people during that time. That's the third thought process coming out of that same passage. This is why the Bible is such a great book. I'm telling you, the Bible, the thought process that goes through the Bible will take you wherever you're trying to go. If you're whatever thought process that you're under, you can go in that Bible and find things to relate to that particular thought process. And this is what I'm doing with just this one passage in the Bible, just to give an example. Now, the third process is the straw man. Now, if we understood we weren't created and that we're extensions of all of this, that we're made out of energy, energy cannot be created or destroyed. This is coming through the scientific mindset. You can't destroy energy and you can't make energy. You can only manipulate it to turn it into different things that you want. And Allah, which is everything in the universe at the same time, they misrepresented the term Allah so much. Some people just say the all. They don't even say Allah no more. They just say the all. Because that's what's going on. So you are an extension of this universe. Now, if we can't make man, then what us man did they make? They got together and come up with a system called the straw man. Since the straw man is a system, they can take the woman out of the man. But you can't verify that from a live being. The man always come out of the woman. So something's wrong with that picture. But there's three different thought processes coming out of the one passage. This is what I'm saying. Now, here's the question. Where are you going? And what thought process are you under? If you're not under the great God concept, you know, I don't know which God that you're following or which God that you believe in, but that's up to you. But if you're not under the great God concept, okay, then you move to the thing about our ancestors manipulating DNA. We were ET and all this here, you know, that's where Europeans come from. They had a whole different scenario around that particular thought process. Now, this is 2016. The question is, what thought process is going to most benefit you today? Okay? The God, the great God concept, the ancestral manipulating DNA concept, or the concept about the straw man? how they are controlling you as a slave today. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying which process is right or which process is wrong. I'm not going there. What we're doing was introducing you to different thoughts. We're bringing information to you so that you can just think about what's going on. The decisions that you make about what's going on is strictly up to you, because the thought process that you're under is the path that you're on to bring you to your end game. Okay? Straw man, how does that particular thought process help me today? Because you're being manipulated as a slave through the straw man. Okay? Jesus gave us he said something that threw everybody off. He said you have to be born again. What do he mean by we have to be born again? Under a certain thought process, it makes perfect sense. Because when you're born as a live being. Then they introduced the system called the straw man, which destroys the live being and introduces the straw man, which they're manipulating as a corporation. Now, in order to get your freedom back, which is to be born again, you have to go in, fill out an affidavit, and destroy the straw man and become a live being again. See what I'm saying? Now, see, we have to upgrade, because certain thought process is not going to help us in today's culture, in today's society, if we're trying to be free. Now, let's think about this for a minute. What does freedom mean? See, 1%, boy, I mean, they got so many different explanations of freedom, it will blow your mind. Freedom means control. If you want to understand how free you are, think about what you have control over. Are you controlling your food? No, you're not making the food. The food process, as they shut these supermarkets down, they're going one day close these supermarkets down and create a riot because they're trying to bring in a new world order. But if you're not controlling your food process, no freedom. Are you controlling the shelters, all these buildings going up downtown, and they're building these skyscrapers everywhere? Do you have control over any of that? No. Okay. Clothes. Are you making your own clothes? Or do you run into the store buying things from China and Japan and everywhere else where they're shipping the clothes in and taking jobs from you and all that? No, you have control of your clothes. Security. Do you have control of your security? No, you don't have control of the police force, the military, the Navy, the Army. You don't have control over none of that. You can't pick up the phone and call a SWAT team or call a platoon of Marines to come in and protect you. You don't have no control. Can you call a drone strike? I don't think so. If I put a tank outside in front of your house, you'd be cussing me out because you don't know what to do with a tank, because you're not in control of anything. The control you have is illusionary, okay? And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about your end game, the thought process, where you're going, what do you really want? You have to sit back and think about it. Now, I mentioned the thought processes that you might be under. Any one of those thought processes can bring you to the conclusion that you want, can bring you to your end game. But you have to go in with the end game in mind. As a Muslim, can you get your end game? As a Christian, can you get your end game? As a Hindu, can you get your end game? You can get your end game under any of those thought processes if that's what you're trying to do. But if you get caught up in the rhetoric, all you're going to be doing, turning over your money, making your prayers, turning your money, making your prayers, and you're not going to really get what you want out of the situation because you don't want anything. Well, if you don't want anything, you want to get what you want. Absolutely nothing. Somebody in total control over you, you know. You have that slave mentality, and with that slave mentality, you're going to surrender. I surrender everything, you know. I'm a slave of Allah. I'll just Buddha's name be praised. The people that brought this message to you, they really wasn't about that. If you really do your research, okay, they were telling you that you're equal to them. That's why Allah means all. Everything in the universe at the same time. There's nothing greater on this planet or off this planet than what you see in your mirror. What you see in your mirror is the end-all, be-all. You can control, manipulate everything in your realm, in your circumstance. I'm just excited at how powerful I know that you are. And I want you to get excited about your power, the power that you're carrying, because you are an extension of all of this. You are carrying power. I like the teachings of Jesus, so those of you who aren't really focused on the teachings of Jesus, but I like the teachings of Jesus. He said something else. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did will you do. Jesus knew who you were. You know, he said, I call you not servants, because the servant know not what the master do. I call you friends. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want you to be nobody's servant. That's not what he was all about. He wants you to step up into your Christhood. He wanted you to become Christ, okay? Muhammad wanted you to become little Allah. And the Buddhists wanted you to become like Buddha. They wanted you to bring out your power. But in order to bring out the power that you have, you have to start thinking. You don't have to upgrade. You have to really sit back and say, now, by the time I get 90 and I leave here and go back to the incorporeal realm, which is where I'm from, what will I have accomplished? What do I want to? You know what I'm saying? And you have to sit back and you have to plan, understanding that whatever you plan, whatever you put forth as your plan, you can bring it into existence because you're carrying power. That's the message for today. You're carrying power. Whatever thought process you're under, you can achieve your end game in that thought process. But you have to think about your end game. So whether you're Christian, Muslim, Hebrew, Buddhist, or whatever you are, okay, think about what you want. And when you go into the books, don't go into the books as a slave, thinking that you're less than and not equal to anything. Go into the books as a person of power. Look for things that will help you increase that power because it's in all of the books. You're just not looking for it. That's why I read the one passage. Oh, I didn't read it, but I said the one passage. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I do will you do. You have great power. Psalm 82, you're all God's children of the Most High. Telling you who you are, but you won't accept it because your thought process won't let you go that far. But I'm telling you, you can go that far, okay? You can go as far as you want, but you have to want to go. You know, it's easier to take 100 people someplace that want to go than to take 2 people kicking and screaming. You know what I mean? If you want to go someplace, there's help out there. They're on the road that you're going to be traveling to get you where you want to go. If you just want millions of dollars, it's out there. Whatever you need, draw a picture of it in your mind. Focus on it. That's where you're going, and let it go. And expect it to happen because it's going to happen. Now, here's the problem. Here's what we've been doing wrong. We say, oh, man, I want this in Philadelphia. I live in Philadelphia. I want this and I want that. I want to get this. You visualize all this stuff that you want in Philadelphia, and you move to New York. And you're in Philadelphia catching hell, wondering what was going on. You're in New York catching hell, wondering why, and you ask for everything in Philadelphia. That's why your end game is so important. Once you focus on your end game, this is what I intend to achieve. You backtrack your plan to the first step. And once you take that first step, every step after that is taking you towards your end game. So you're not switching up. You're not asking for one thing today and something else tomorrow. You're on a specific pattern. You're on a specific train of thought. You're on a specific road to get where you want to go. If where you want to go, just open up a mosque or a church, hey, you can do that too. Whatever you want to do, this is the point I'm trying to make. This is the message I'm bringing. You are carrying power, but you have to upgrade from 3.0 to 4.0 so that your programming would allow you to succeed. We have entered into a thought process where the thought process itself won't allow us to succeed, okay? Now, what we're going to do now, we're going to take here halfway through the message. So we're going to stop for a minute, and we're going to get into the – we're going to do a little commercial here because I like to give a shout-out to two different people that – that I think will benefit us if we listen to their shows and what they're doing. Connection is the Elohim Radio Show. We're on every Sunday at 3 p.m. Philadelphia, PA, in U.S. time. The call-in number is 646-564-9888. Press 1 if you want to talk or when the talk portion comes up. I give the message, and then after I give the message, then there's 20 minutes that we can talk. You want to ask questions or whatever. I can just keep going on with the message, okay? okay. Now, what do you mean your name unless you – oh, we won't mention your name when you do call in. We won't mention your name unless you want to. We just use the 4 digits of your phone number so that if you want to remain anonymous, you will, okay? Now, if you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so. If you belong to a church or a mosque or a synagogue or whatever and you want to give somebody some information as to where it is, how to get there, because you never know who's on the path that you're on, okay? And I'm not saying that any path is wrong. What's wrong on most of us that are on the path is what we're trying to get from being on the path. That's the problem that we have, okay? Now, we have released our first gospel CD called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The CD link is cdbaby4/CD4/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? So check it out. And and we ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is Jesus going to be coming from? Well, that's a good question, you know. I think he's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, from the goddess's womb. That's why they did so much killing in the late 60s and the 70s of our children in Atlanta and Philadelphia, because they thought the Messiah was coming through, okay? And they were trying to knock the Messiah off. That's just between you and I, okay? Now, so sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. Be mindful of what you're going through, these birth control process, because you have no idea what you're giving up, what you're dumping in the toilet, okay? If we're going to get out of this mess, these children are going to be the ones to get us out of this mess, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, The Chronicle Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. For more information on that, on the CD or book, you can call TCCA, Toronto Church of Christ in the Light, at 215-924-0223 from 9 to 3, okay? Now, also, the Will I Am show comes on every Sunday right after mine at 4 o'clock, okay? 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. That call-in number is 218-632-0460, and the PIN number is 726-476-87-pound, okay? And he talks about, Lord, that was very knowledgeable. I like listening to him myself, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, Black History Book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because I listen to all of our scholars, but he's one of the few brothers that actually understand history, and he fills in the missing pieces from the other scholars that have been giving you history, okay? So if you can get a hold of his book, go ahead and buy it. You can get it on Amazon.com, all right? Now, we have the Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mac and Son. That's a father and son team. They do pretty good. They come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number for that show is 347-677-1533. I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love and her show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Thursday. Every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. in the evening, at night. Her call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also get her website at NikkiLoveWunam.com. So that's NikkiLove, W-N-O-M.com, okay? And we have We also have the Black Cross Nursing Division, 178 at 53rd Girard, Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses. These doctors and hospitals are killing us. I'm telling you, we need somebody on the inside to tell us what's going on, okay? Now, that's headed by Basima Muhammad. They're calling numbers 215-796-0366. So you can give them a call. We have RBG Industries. That's the Red, Black, and the Green. They make he makes designer clothes, buttons, and flags, or whatever you need on. And in that area, you just give him a call. He's an excellent tailor. If you need some suits and stuff, that he'll make that for you too. His number is 609-638-5828. And I would like to give a shout out to one of my friends. His name is Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has he has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby, then type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton for more information at 267-259-4077. I'd also like to give a shout out to a neighbor of mine. They're called the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who just released their new CD album called Reflections. It's really good. I listened to it 3 times already myself. For more information on the album or how to book the group, just call Patrick at 215-407-1419. Let me say that again. That's 215-407-1419. Okay. Now, I've seen these guys, and their show is really, really tight. You know, I ask them every time they plan someplace to give me a call so I can go and check them out. Okay. Now, so, you know, check them out and treat yourself. Now, in order to gain, we're at the talk point, so I see a couple hands up, so let me go here and open up the mic and see if we have a comment, so they want to say something before I get back into the message. Yes, 5298, the mic don't seem to want to respond here. 5298, you're on the air. Great. How are you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good, Brother Elohim. You're doing a good show. The brother is giving y'all good knowledge, and y'all, this brother, what I am, the brother is giving y'all good knowledge on what he's saying, and we need to take heed of that because all of us matter. Every last one of the melanated beings out here, we all matter. And like he was saying, that we have to become in tune and in conscious with ourselves, so we can teach the children, because the children is the one that's going to set this off and decree where it needs to be. So every last one of y'all matter. So what he's saying to y'all, we have to understand that process. The straw man, what he was talking about earlier, we have to understand that process, because that's how they operate with you out here. They're not operating with you as man yourself. They're operating through the straw man, which is your person and your corporation, which none of us are becoming aware to exist. So once again, you're doing a great job, Brother Elohim. Keep up the good work. And I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you, brother.
Well, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate that. You know, comments like that, put a cool smile on my face. I'm going to get my microphone in case you want to jump back in a little later on, okay? Now, now we're going to continue, okay? Now, what we're talking about here, we're talking about upgrades from 3.0 to 4.0, because 250 years here, under the closure of the 1% in this country, and we haven't gotten our freedom. Something's wrong with this picture. So there's something that we're doing that we need to do to bring us into the mindset or the thought process that we will be able to gain control over food, clothing, shelter, and security. That's what this is all about. And that's what's going on, okay? Now, in order to gain your freedom, we mentioned that you must be born again, all right? So, man, you're going to have to go through and check out the straw man process. We really need to go through that. Those of you who don't understand what the straw man is, you can Google it up, read the straw man. And and if you have some more, if you get a little stuck on the process of becoming from being a live being to a straw man to become a live in again, and that's all we have. Will I Am, you can check on his show at at 4 o'clock right after my show. And he has all that kind of information for you so that you can get into that process and learn more about what that's all about, okay? Now, because here's where we go from 3.0 to 4.0. This is the thought process, okay? Number one, learn about the straw man. Number two, learn commerce and about the commercial code. Number three, study mathematics, okay? Oh, yeah, study mathematics. Number four, learn the scientific way of life. Say, well, what is that, you know? We developed the scientific way of life in Africa, and this is what the 1% is using to push themselves forward. The scientific way of life deals with your time and how you're registering what you're doing on a minute-to-minute, hour-by-hour basis, all right? When you wake up in the morning, how long do it take you to actually brush your teeth? How long do it take you to put your clothes on? How long do it take you to make up your bed? How long do it take you to fix your food? How long do it take you to go from point A to point B? This is a scientific way of life. Everything is registered. Everything is written down. Now, you don't think about it and write it down. You time it as you do it. So that when you tell somebody, I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock, you know exactly how long it takes for you to complete each task that you have to do in order to get there by 4 o'clock. Because you've written it down, you do it on a daily basis, and you've gotten used to it, okay? Now, you say, well, how can I get this this mathematics thing as a way, as a process, you know? Mathematics used to be a language for us at one time. Now, I'm just going to give you a little example of how you can introduce your children to algebra at a very early age. Now, when my children learned how to add and subtract, I took them right into algebra, okay? now, this is they complicate everything. They make it harder for us to understand. All forms of mathematics is just complicated ways to add and subtract. That's basically all it is. Right into calculus, it's just mostly addition and subtraction. Fancy ways to add and subtract, okay? Now, let's say you're going to the store. You want to get your children used to algebra and algebra expression, right? So how to use algebra in my everyday life? Oh, that's a good question. Let's say A represents fruit. All right? So you tell your children, and let's say A represents fruit, well, and A equals pounds. So whenever you got A, that's pounds. So A1 would be fruit, A2 would be apples, A2 would be apples. All right? So you tell your child, write it down, I want A2 to the third power. So you need 3 pounds of apples. You see what I'm saying? I need A1 to the second power. Okay? So now you need one pound of bananas. So you use an algebra to express what you want from the store, but you have to make up the code for the child so she'll know what is what, all right? Now, let's say that D represented flesh. I don't use meat because meat is vegetables and fruit. So D represents flesh, right? And D is also equated in pounds. So you say D2 would be hamburgers, right? D3 would be, this is not coming out. I got it typed up a little crookedly, so I'm just going to say it from out of my head. D2 would be hamburger. D3 would be steak, okay? D4 would be chicken, all right? So now you say you want D2 to the fifth power, you want 5 pounds of hamburger, okay? You want D2 to the third, D3 to the third power, you want 3 pounds of steak. So, you know, this is using algebra to go shopping. You see what I'm saying? Once you make up the code for your children, they'll understand this, and they can be able to use algebra every day. So when you make up your list, you're making up algebra expressions for your children, okay? Now, then you can further get them into how to subtract and add in algebra, which is very easy, you know, a plus and a minus. Okay, comes out to be a plus and a minus. Okay, now if you got a plus 2 and a minus 1, then you're going to wind up with plus 1, minus 1. Okay, because you're going to lose, you're going to wind up with just plus 1. I'm sorry. You're going to lose the minus. See what I'm saying? Because you're taking one of the minus on the plus. I know most of you understand algebra, so I'm just going through this a little bit to show you how you can relate mathematics to your children at a very early age. You have children graduating college at 12 years old, graduating college at 15. We have a sister that got perfect scores on all her SATs, and that perfect, you know, at 18. She's graduating college at 18 with perfect scores. You know, all of them are much smarter than Einstein. Einstein, well, he flunked out of high school. Anyway, I'm just saying, you can upgrade thought process. You can upgrade what your children are doing. You can take your children from 3.0 to 4.0, but you have to begin to study yourself. You need to go from they need to go from the straw man, commercial code, to mathematics, to the scientific way of life, all right? That's how it's done. So that now, if your parents, mother and father, were doing a scientific way of life, you would have a record of everything they did. I have a grandfather. He owned half the city at one time, okay? But he didn't keep no record. There was no chronological record of what he did, how he did. In fact, my mother and father and some of my sisters lived in the houses that he used to own, all right? But we don't know what he did, how he did it. There's no record of how he did and what he did. So once you get into the scientific way of life, which was introduced in Africa, everything that you're doing is being laid out so that if you have an enemy, when your children read your records, they don't know who that enemy was. And they're going to deal with that person accordingly. You know, well, I can't go to him because him and my father used to have it out all the time. Or him and my mother used to go at it. So I'm not going to go to him for nothing because I know who he is. But right now, you don't know who's on who, who's what, who's on first, who's on third. You don't know anything because they have stripped you of the systems that you used to use to make you so powerful, all right? Now, what started you on a digression to lose your power is the first thing was the lack of love. We fell out of love. We stopped treating each other with love. That was the first thing. Once that happened, then we got into tribal wars. Okay, once the tribal wars start happening, then we start creating indentured servants. Now, we didn't treat our indentured servants the way the 1% is treating them, treated us later on. We treated them like cousins because they were. They were cousins. We were all family. You know, that's how, well, we were, well, I wouldn't say we were all family because family is something different than the tribe. The tribes, we were all tribally related. That's what I'm trying to get at, okay? Now, since I made that statement, I'm going to clarify what I just said. The family, quiet as it's kept, what the 1% is pushing down to you. The family is not mama, mama, papa, and baby. That's not your family. That's your tribe. Your family is the economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe. Remember that movie, Godfather, where the guy went up to Michael Corleone and said, Michael, I want to start my own family. This guy's married with three children. What family is he talking about? He wanted his own economic structure to take care of his tribe. That's what he was talking about. See, they give you the information in such a way that you can't hear it. Okay?
Yeah. But, hey, Brother Elohim.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. May I add to your point? Just like he's saying, with the word family, when you're dealing with the word family out here, it's all commerce. It has nothing to do with nothing to do with naturalization or being natural. Like he said, the mother, father, the child. When you're dealing in family, family is a corporate fiction, and y'all have to understand the difference between that. Like he said, we're still through a tribal. We're still through common law of nature, which is tribal. This is why all the melanated beings are related, so forth to speak. But a family was created by the government, and that stands for the parent. And what the parent is, if the parent turn around and takes the place of the mother and father, now what the word parent comes in as, the pair, which is the mother and father, is renting the child to the government. That's why the child becomes a ward of the state. That's when they start calling you a parent. That's what parent means. That's a corporate fiction. Family is the same way because you're dealing with parent and you're dealing with infant. Infant is not a baby. Infant has nothing to do with a natural being. Infant is a corporation. A lot lot of folks don't know that. An infant is not a baby. An infant is a corporation. So it's talking about the mother and father. It's just like with marriage. When the mother takes the man's last name, that takes them out of common law. Because the marriage over here is commerce, which is corporate marriage, because all they're doing is merging your straw man into that straw man and becoming one straw man. That's all they're doing. But under common law, the man is supposed to take the woman's last name. This is common law. This is natural law. Because the woman holds the throne because she's in charge of nourishment. She's in charge of the nine. So once the woman denounces her throne, a woman can't give away her throne. It has to be, her throne cannot be taken. She has to give it away. And if she's not mentally aware of that, that's what happens. And that's what took place on the straw man, the birth certificate. So when you're dealing with these names, you have to recognize what he's saying. So when you're dealing with a person is not a man. Man is not a person. A person is a corporation as well. I don't want to hold his class up, but I get deep in that on my class. We go deep into that. But he just broke that down perfectly how to understand that situation between a family and a tribe. A tribe is of a natural, it's of a universal law, natural law, and a family is created by the government. So we have to go back, like you said, to start studying scientifically, to break these words down scientifically, because you're dealing in the language of the dead, which is backwards. So you think left, you think from the left brain instead of the right brain. And this is the whole process that we've been, we're under. We're coming out of that spell, because we used to be, the left side of the brain is logical. That's the logical side. The right side is the creative side. So that's why in ancient tongues, everybody went from the right to the left. So they created their things instead of having to be a slave to it or being imprisoned to it or to work your whole life and all these different type of things, because they was operating from the right brain to the left brain, which is the right brain is creativity. So we don't operate that. We don't operate like that first. We operate from the logic side. Well, the logic side doesn't mean anything, because anybody can put down something in a book and make it sound good. That's logic. So if it sounds logical, most people go for it. So that's the left side of the brain. So this is where we are at. So we need to go back to learn how to be creative like we were in the last sun cycle when we built the pyramids and we built all the ancient temples all across the land. And sorry, brother, I didn't mean to rant on, but I just wanted to put that out there. So what I'm saying is that the brother is correct when you're dealing with it's a difference between a family and a tribe. Tribe is natural, family is corporate. Parent is corporate, all these different types of things. You're a mother and father, you're not a parent. Go ahead, brother, I'm sorry.
Right, so this is what the 1% have been doing. The 1% has been bringing information down to us to confuse us so we don't know what's really going on. And am I coming here as your teacher or your guru? Or no, I'm here just giving you a message of love. We want to improve the individual. I'm just a messenger. We want to improve the individual, because now you have to think about what they used to tell us back in the day. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Now, most leaders, now I have a lot of leaders that come against me because I'm actually against people leading other people. Now, if I'm going to New York and you want to go to New York, then we can go together. But if I'm going to New York and you're going to Boston, that's all I'm saying. It's not up. You have to go your way and I have to go my way. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm going to New York. And what's going on right now is that the 1% have us set up going in so many different directions that we can't come together to get anything done as a group. At one time in the 60s and 70s, black, when we used the term black, we weren't talking about a race or a group of people. It was a consciousness. Anytime something happened to a melanated being, the black consciousness would kick in and we would respond. You know what I'm saying? But they have broke that consciousness down. Now they talk. Now they got to say, well, I'm black and brown, or I'm black and yellow, because they've taken it into treating us, we are thinking about being a race of black, but that's not who we are. They wanted to break that consciousness down. So when something happened to a melanated being, all of us didn't respond. Because, well, I'm not black and I'm not brown, I'm not this. Even with the sister come out with the song, talking about my brown skin, But it wasn't about the color of who we were. It was the consciousness that was unifying us during the 60s and 70s. And they have been working very hard to literally break that consciousness up, because they know doggone well that as black, that's not, there's no race called, there's no black race, so to speak. That's all I'm saying. I'm not black or anything else. But they knew it was a consciousness, and they wanted to destroy the consciousness, because that's what they're doing right now. So now we're trying to flip the script. So instead of saying black, we're saying melanated. You know, and trying to make that into some type of conscious awareness that anybody that has melanin in their skin, that the 1% is coming against them and turning them into some type of slave or slave mindset and things of that nature. Okay. Now I'm just going to reiterate. We only have a few minutes here. I'm going to reiterate over some of the things that I talked about. The biggest problem that we have started with Isabel Sellers, okay? They come up with the concept of them being deity. That's where all of this started. The story of Jesus and Peru and all that come from Isis and Osiris, all right? Now, when you go into the book, you have to ask yourself, can I verify what's in this book? No, you can't. If the people aren't alive, you can't call Moses and say, Moses, is this translation correct? No, you can't. There's things in the book that will make you a better person, and there's things in the books that will make you worse than what you are. When you go into the books, I'm not saying that you should believe anything, and I don't believe anything. I believe what I can verify, and I take out what I need to make me a better person. I read anything. I read the Bible, the Quran, Bhagavad Gita. I don't care what it is. Now, when you go into that book and you find something in it that you like, then we can talk about that. But if you go into the Bible or the Quran or Bhagavad Gita or one of those books and you find something you don't like, more than likely I'm not going to like it either. So don't bring it to me. Keep it to yourself. If you don't like it, I don't like it either. So we don't want to talk about that. But when you go into the Bible and you find those good passages that are so powerful, yeah, bring that to me. You go into the Quran and you find the story of Jesus and how Jesus was came out of Mary. And yeah, bring that to me. I'm down. You got some good passages in Bhagavad Gita, Asi, and all those books. That's what I want to talk about. But when you go in there and you find something that ain't no good, please keep it to yourself. Anything that you don't like, I don't like it either. So I don't want to debate with you or argue with you for stuff that you don't like. Now, on this show, right, what the format is, I give the message. I'm into the commercial. At the commercial, open the mics. And if you want to say anything, you want to give any information. I know we just got a couple people that just chimed in, but we only got about 4 minutes left on the show. But I appreciate you chiming in. And all those that have chimed in and are set and listen, I appreciate Brother Will I Am for giving his information. That was very good. Thank you very much for the support. I appreciate it. And don't forget now, let me go back over. Brother Will I Am, why don't you tell them, because I'm so far past the commercial, why don't you tell them, give them your phone number and everything so that they can chime in at 4 o'clock. There you go. We only got about 2 minutes. So.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Thank you, brother. like this is Brother Will I Am. I have a show that comes on after Brother Elohim's show. And I go into deep topics. We go heavy and deep. And I go into everything, quantum physics, universal law, algebra, supreme mathematics, contract law, civil law, when you're dealing with all the universal beings, like I said, understanding who you are as a straw man, I go heavy into all this information. I give all the information out for people to go study and stuff for themselves. And that number for this show is 218-632-0460. And there is a code or a PIN number, and that PIN number is 726-476-87#. And my show starts at 3 o'clock, which is about a minute from now. So I'm thank you, Brother Elohim, and you did a good job on your show today. And I'm going to sign out right now because I have to switch over to my show. But thank you, brother.
Well, thank you very much. And for those that are on this show, that will be 4 o'clock. So he comes on 4 o'clock after this show. That will be 4 o'clock, okay? So with about 2 minutes left, I just want to take you back to that, to the thought process that you're going to need to bring you and your children into what we call the 3.0. the 4 points, okay? You have to go in, learn about the straw man, okay? Number two, learn commerce and about commercial code. Number three, study mathematics, all right? And then number four, learn the scientific way of life, all right? Now, I went through what you can do to actually raise your children under some of the mathematical sciences a little earlier. I got about 1 minute left, but you can always, all these shows are archived, so you can go, for those of you who are just chiming in, you can go in and and pull up the show, and you can get the information from the show from archives, from the archives, okay? Now, this is Joaquin, and we only got about 60 seconds here. My main message is about love, okay? We have to learn to love each other if we're going to work together to get out of this mess that we're in. Half of us don't even know the people that live in the same block. You know, we don't know who they are, where they are, where they come from. Politics is a methodology to control power, all right? So you have to get involved in politics, whether you like it or not. I know there ain't too many changes been happening up there. We got with the nation called Satan and the devil up there trying to run our lives. But you have to get involved. If you don't do no more than just go and vote, then at least do that, okay? Because politics is where they control the money. You know what I'm saying? Congress controls that money, and they make up laws and all of this stuff. So you can start getting involved, start learning more about what's going on in the political arena, so that you can get more involved, especially in this next election, because it's going to be important. Because if the Republicans get control of the House, the Senate, and they get a Republican president in there, we are in trouble, big trouble. So it's be just to push for a Democratic president. I don't know which one is going to be the forerunner, but there's a little difference between the two. But where you know where we live at and what's been going on. So, but it's better to have to break up that complete power from the Republicans having control over all three houses. Okay. And with this, I'd like to say thank you for those who have called in, and thank those who I am for the comments, and those who have just chimed in. We start at 3 o'clock. On the dot every Sunday, okay? So I just want to say that love is and always will be the answer. Thank you.